This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The World Health Organization said Thursday it was rushing in supplies and upping surveillance after Ukraine's dam disaster this week amid an increased threat of cholera and other waterborne diseases. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other over the breach of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine earlier this week, which sparked massive flooding and forced thousands to flee their homes, sparking fears of a humanitarian disaster. At a news briefing at agency headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the WHO warned the broader impact on health could also be dramatic. WHO Emergency Response Officer Teresa Zakaria told reporters, so far, no cases of cholera in Ukraine have been reported, but the flooding has raised a heightened surveillance for waterborne diseases and other dangers.
We are trying to address quite a wide range of health risks actually associated with the floods, starting from trauma to drowning to waterborne diseases, but also all the way to the potential implications of disruption to chronic treatment, which we're watching out also very closely.
Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
Sunak said it was important for allies to maintain a united front and send a message to Russia. This is VOA News. The number of U.S. residents filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged last week to a two-year high, suggesting the labor market was slowing amid mounting risks of a recession. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Data from the Labor Department on Thursday showed that 261,000 new claims were filed for the week ended June 3rd, an increase of 28,000 from the prior week. That's more than economists polled by Reuters had expected. For some economists, it's another sign of cracks forming in the labor market as the economy feels the full impact of the Federal Reserve's rate hiking cycle, its most aggressive in decades. Many believed layoffs were spreading from interest rate sensitive sectors such as technology and finance to other segments of the economy. But the labor market is only slowing gradually. The unemployment rate, while rising to a 7-month high of 3.7% in April, remains low by historical standards.
That's Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reporting. In a surprise decision Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Republican-led effort to weaken the landmark Voting Rights Act. Associated Press correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than one in four residents is black, the map has just one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. Two conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department has disputed reports that China and Cuba have reached a secret pact allowing Beijing to build an electronic eavesdropping facility on the island that's 160 kilometers from the United States. The reports, which first appeared in the Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed intelligence officials, said China agreed to pay financially hard-pressed Cuba several billion dollars for the facility, which would allow China to collect electronic communications throughout the U.S. Speaking to reporters Thursday, Pentagon spokesman Air Force General Pat Ryder disputed the report.
I can tell you based on the information that we have that that is not accurate, that we are not aware of China and Cuba developing any type of spy station. Separately, I would say that the relationship that those two countries share is something that we continuously monitor.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.